Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here along Radio Row in Minneapolis. Super Bowl 52 is right around the corner.
I love it.
The last-minute news, notes, and info, I brought on Rap Sheet himself, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. So, Ian, I guess the biggest storyline of the week was Rob Gronkowski. Will he play? Will he not play? All week long, I was like, he's going to play. I expect him to get cleared, but now that he has officially been cleared, it seems like he's all systems go, and he'll be ready to be 100% for Tom Brady and the New England offense.
Yeah, and I think, you know, everybody thought he would go, right? I mean, the Patriots game planned, I'm told, for him in it. You know, they thought he was going to play. And so really what happened this week was everything that you sort of expected. He progressed well. He got cleared, you know, Thursday morning, was able to practice fully, which is nice. The one thing with concussion protocol is you actually never really know. So it's like people, you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories. Oh, the Patriots are, you know, keeping him out of interviews. Like, they don't even decide.
He joked about that. Rob Gronkowski did. He did joke. He was like, oh, maybe the doctor said keep me out a day or two because of it. So, but no, it's true. Because of the independent nature of it, they never know.
Right. And, you know, I think the main thing is, for me, and I like football, and I like to see good football games, this is going to be, I mean, obviously you'd like Carson to be there, but two good teams at full strength. There's no excuses. There's no things, oh, what if this guy played? I mean, it's two really good teams with all their guys playing. And I think the actual game is going to be really, really good.
Tom Brady, and with the whole hand injury, is that something that it's kind of lingered on this week, wearing the glove during the press conferences? Has he done it at all in sense to kind of take the put the spotlight on himself and take the heat off of everyone else, since he's been through this so many times before and understands the rigors of Super Bowl week?
Yeah, I think that's some of it. And, you know, he really doesn't mind sort of like taking the bullets, you know, like he actually does it in team meetings too, where Belichick will want to get on the team, crush him for something, but he'll rip Brady because Brady can take it. Or you can even tell him, like, look, I'm just going to kill you today and whatever. And it's a great thing because if you're, you know, younger, talented player who struggled a little bit, like, let's say you're Malcolm Butler. Well, okay, well, Tom Brady's there getting ripped. I could get ripped.
Yep.
You know, everyone's sort of susceptible, and I think that's an important thing for this team as far as just team building and improvement, that anyone can get, you know, instructed at any point. So Brady does sort of do that. I think this week he did. I also think he wanted to not keep people focused on, like, what his hand looked like. So I think he just wore the glove, like, just
Makes sense.
Look at my hand, you know?
Is there an added emphasis for the Patriots on this Super Bowl because Josh McDaniels is expected to leave for Indianapolis, Matt Patricia is expected to leave for Detroit, there's the rumblings of that there's tension between Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. Is there almost sort of a sense of, not that this would potentially be the end of the dynasty, but it's coming pretty close to the end of the road?
Well, it's definitely going to be a change. Like, I don't think at this point that the triumvirate is going to break up. I think next year, you know, Belichick will be back and Kraft will be back and Brady will be back. But a lot of people will not. And, you know, if you think of who may not be there, you know, Josh McDaniels will not be. Patricia will not be. Potentially Joe Judge, the special teams coach, will not be. Dante Scarnecchia and Ivan Fears, you know, both those guys haven't said they're definitely coming back. That could be a lot of things. You could have Bill Belichick having to completely retool his team, you know, at a really late stage in this dynasty. I'm fascinated. And, you know, they make it work. They always do. But I'm fascinated how they proceed.
It's a challenge. You assume that they'll find the right guys to mix in there, but it's not always easy to find when you have to keep replacing them every couple of years. How do you think the Eagles have handled Super Bowl week with so many guys, especially Doug Peterson, only in his second year as a head coach?
Pretty good. Honestly, they've been themselves. They've been pretty loose. Doug has been, I think, you know, he seems very comfortable in the spotlight. And it's interesting because he doesn't have he had the experience as a player, but not really. You know, he seems at home. He has pushed the right buttons always. You know, I was wondering this week, thinking he had a padded practice in. He said, you know what, give our guys a little break, rest up. He really has pushed the right buttons. I think the coaching staff is really good, okay, really good. And the quarterback guys from DeFilippo, Frank Reich, and Doug himself, they're fantastic. And to see how they've managed this team to go from the Foles game plan against the Falcons, which was just go out there, don't make any mistakes, we got you, to what we saw 2 weeks ago, against the Vikings, completely different, also brilliant. They have pushed the right buttons all the way through this year. It's been impressive.
Speaking of John DeFilippo, is there any chance that he takes another job with another team? I know Minnesota has the offensive coordinator opening, yep, with Pat Shurmur leaving for the Giants, yep, job. It seems like Doug Peterson might be able to keep the entire staff intact. Is that maybe the one avenue that might change things up a little bit?
Yeah, it is. I would expect the Vikings to have interest in him when they can. Now, I will say this. From what I understand of his situation, he was never looking to leave. He likes – I mean, he's not a coordinator, so everybody would like to advance.
Of course.
I guess. But he really likes it here. And Carson Wentz is a lot of the reason why. I'm Doug Peterson, too, but Carson Wentz is the best, and I think he likes working with him. So I don't think it's a situation where John DeFilippo wants to leave. Now, if the Vikings presented with an incredible opportunity, like, yeah, I think he could consider it. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's quarterback's coach next year.
Rap Sheet, from now until Sunday, that 6:30 p.m. kickoff, is there one storyline you're trying to follow, develop, or has this pretty much been a drama-free Super Bowl week?
Well, things can always change in a second.
Outside of the Alex Smith, you know,
yeah,
oh
yeah, and the Alex, right. You know. But look, I mean, the best thing that can happen right now is literally no news. No one, you know, Eagles have been sick a little bit. No one gets sick anymore. You know, no injuries. Just everyone chill till game time and then just go play a really good football game. And I look forward to that.
Rap Sheet, Ian Rappaport from NFL Network, joining us here from Radio Row in Minneapolis as we continue our coverage of Super Bowl 52 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us, and have a great Eagles Day.